Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, remember me. Remember me when I'm at the bottom of my life. Remember me when life is going good. Remember me when life is hard and I say goodbyes. Remember me when I'm the one who is saying goodbye. Remember me, Lord, when I need help. Remember me, Lord, when I need a Savior. Lord, draw us to yourself, knowing that on the cross you say, yes, I remember you always. Help us, O Lord, to remember you. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. I think there's a part of us. We want people to remember us. We want to know that we're having an impact, that we're making a difference in this life. I know the times that I tell people to remember me is when I'm leaving or departing and we're parting ways and they just, you know, remember me, write, call. Sometimes we stay in touch and sometimes we don't. But think of times in your lives where you've said to somebody, remember me. Or maybe someone has said to you, remember me, don't forget me. Today we hear these words from a thief on a cross. A thief on a cross as Jesus is hung on Golgotha, hung as a criminal in between two criminals. These two thieves, or the Greek word here in the Gospel of Luke, it talks about them as more of maybe like highway robbers, of what you read about in the parable of the Good Samaritan, where they beat somebody and took their goods and all that he had and left him for dead. These are the kind of men that were on either side of Jesus. They are criminals. They were in prison. And when Jesus was sentenced to die, they thought, let's bring a couple more for this event. And so on the cross, Jesus has endured an entire evening and morning and daytime of excruciating betrayal, suffering, of rejection. Jesus was betrayed by one of his own disciples with a kiss, by Judas. Jesus was arrested and brought before the very church leaders, the Sadducees, the great tribe, the council of the high priests. And there they sentenced Jesus because they didn't believe that he was who he said he was, the Son of God. And since they didn't have the power to kill anyone, they took him to Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate listened to him and saw through the jealousies of the high priests that his hands were tied. He thought, maybe if I just had Jesus flogged, that would satisfy them. But then the soldiers wrapped a purple garment around him, a crown of thorns on his head, and beat him and mocked him. Eventually, the only words that Jesus heard about him were, crucify him. Crucify him. And now Jesus is hanging on the cross, being mocked by the people who gather him. And yet, what did Jesus say? From the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, that they don't understand what they're doing. Maybe these words of this man who was hanging, dying, got in the head of that thief. Maybe got him wondering, who is this? Who can forgive the people who have tortured him, who have executed him, who have accused him of everything? So that when one of the thieves mocked Jesus, saying, if you are the Christ, if you are the Messiah, save yourself and us, the other thief asked, don't you fear God? We're under the same sentence. How can you mock someone who is dying on a tree with you? This second thief understands that he says, we are being punished justly, for we are just getting what we deserve. But there's something about Jesus, this person in the middle, that this other thief says, this man has done nothing wrong. When I look at those crosses with Jesus in the middle, can you see yourself hang on one of the crosses next to him? Can you see yourselves getting what we deserve for our sin? Punishment. Separation from God. Getting what our deeds deserve. The times that instead of doing what God asks us to do, we reject him and his commands. Instead of loving our neighbor, we only seek to love and care for ourselves. For the times that we have betrayed those near us. For the times that when we have betrayed and instead of forgiving, we want to lash back. If we got what we deserved, what would that be? But Jesus, he didn't deserve this. Jesus, he had done nothing wrong. So this man prays, says this prayer to Jesus. Jesus, remember me. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. On top of Jesus' head was a placard that read, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, in three different languages so that all who came by could see. This man recognized something kingly in Jesus even as he hung there on the cross. This man pleaded to the one who could help him. Jesus, remember me. Jesus, I'm going to die. Will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And Jesus offers these amazing words of gospel, of life, of hope. Let's read Jesus' words to this thief. Let's read them together. I tell you the truth, today you'll be with me in paradise. This thief, what good had he done? Nothing. This thief deserved to die. And yet here Jesus was saying to this one who called upon him, today you'll be with me where? In paradise. This is the paradise that we hear in the book of Revelation, the same Greek word of a new heaven and a new earth and of a God that will create a place where there's no more pain, no more death, no more suffering, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Jesus, the King of heaven and the King of earth, says, today you will be with me in paradise. It makes you wonder, what did the thief do? What did he do to get him into paradise? How could this happen? This man who maybe hadn't ever heard about Jesus, he wasn't baptized, and yet he just prayed, Jesus, remember me. Remember me when you go into your kingdom. The world, they looked at this thief, they said, here is a bad man, somebody who has done bad things. Here is someone who is a condemned criminal. This man just got what he deserved. But when Jesus looked at him, Jesus, mindful that God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, whoever calls on him, will have eternal life. Jesus looks at this thief and he sees God's beloved child, that God loved him so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross, even for a thief, even for someone that the rest of the world has given up on. Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. I think there's times in all our lives where we hear other voices that tell us, you're not good enough. You don't deserve anything. You can't do it. But listen to God's voice who says, I love you. I chose you. I sent my Son Jesus Christ for you that you may be with me today and forever in paradise. And so know this, no one is beyond the grace of God. No one is beyond the reach of God's grace. God can reach you no matter where you're at, just call him. Jesus, remember me. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 5. Let's read this verse together too. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And so God made Jesus, who had no sin, he took on the sins of this world, paying for them through his death on the cross, that whoever believes in him, we have the righteousness of God. That when God looks at us in Christ, he doesn't see our sin. He doesn't see our brokenness. He sees us whole and alive and already part of God's kingdom, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. I think we also see in this cross, in this event of this thief who cries out to Jesus, that we bring nothing, nothing to our salvation. Our salvation is a gift from God, won and earned by Jesus Christ on the cross. And so I want to close today with these last thoughts, kind of some equations, if you will. Let's read this together. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. What does Jesus plus nothing equal? Everything. We come and we believe that Jesus is our Savior, and what do we have? Everything. But when we pursue the world, when we pursue everything, but we don't have Jesus, what does that leave us? Nothing. My friends in Christ, on this Good Friday, may you in the race of your life, may in your comings and goings, turn to Jesus, to know that in him and nothing else do we have everything. But when we're pursuing the things of this world without Jesus, we wind up with nothing. May we, together with the thief, cry out, Jesus, remember me, knowing and trusting that he does, he has, and he will forever. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your amazing love for us, that you draw all nations to the cross through your Son, Jesus. Help us each and every day to cry out, Jesus, remember me. Jesus, take my life, take my sin. Wash me clean that I may be yours now and forever. Help us know, Lord, that our salvation, our place with you, isn't dependent upon what we do, but it's dependent upon our relationship with Jesus Christ. Lord, wash clean in that righteousness. Help us to do and follow you because of your amazing love for us, that we may share with all people your great love shown in Jesus Christ in his death on the cross. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. At this time, I think Martin Luther has one of the great explanations of what Jesus accomplished for us on the cross and what that means about what we believe about him and what that makes us. So let's confess these words together. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, this is most certainly true. At this time, responding to the grace and the love that God has shown us through his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, let us freely give our gifts to him. Also, we ask that our members and guests find the burgundy friendship pad at the end of each pew and pass that down. If you're a guest, we'd love to acknowledge your presence with us with a phone call or an email or a text. So if you could share your address or any contact information, we'd appreciate that. Thank you.